Hello, SJCAC and New Vine families. It's so good to be with you again on the Lord's Day. Thank you for worshiping with us today. You know, last week, if you were with us, Pastor Ted reminded us of four things that really set us apart as the body of Christ, as a church, from any other community or organization in the world. You know, otherwise, we would just be any other social club. We would just be meeting for social purposes and whatnot. You know, there were four things that he reminded us of as a church that are very unique. The first thing was confessional, not just confessing between me and God, but also with a few other trusted people, being real, being really transparent and sharing with them our struggles. The second thing was communal, being a communal church, sharing and being conjoined together as the body of Christ. The third was devotional, helping each other grow to the maturity of Christ, walking with each other and encouraging each other to grow in Him. And the fourth one was missional, sharing in a common mandate and also being on mission together as a basis of why we gather, of why the church exists. Well, today we are focusing on being a communal church. Now, notice I didn't say a commune church, but a communal church. Now, it's very true that today there are still some groups that actually live together in a commune setting and share everything in common, but that's not what we're talking about today. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines the word communal as participated in, shared, or used in common by members of a group or community. Two words that stick out from this definition from Webster's is shared and community. Now, when we think about church, us as a church, what are some of the things that we share in common? Well, obviously, we share our faith. We share our belief in the Lord, seeking His heart together. We share our joys and our burdens. We hopefully rejoice with those who rejoice, and we mourn with those who mourn, doing life together. We might even have shared food or drinks, coffee, at least we used to pre-COVID, sharing finances if someone is in need, perhaps sharing our time to help one another, or sharing our time in serving. The other word from that description was community. While culture oftentimes promotes a me-first mentality, and while it's easy to just focus on my needs or the needs of my family or as an individual, community has actually been quite a buzzword these days. You know, everyone wants a place to belong. Everyone wants to be accepted, to be loved, to be understood, a safe place where you can just be yourself. Especially in our Christian life, we are not intended to live in a silo. We're not meant to be on our own, to be isolated from one another, but to actually be in community together. But what does true community look like from a biblical perspective? How are we able to share with one another so freely? How can we live today as a communal church, especially with the pandemic going on? Now, the passage that we're going to be looking at today is going to be very familiar to many of us. In Acts chapter 2, Peter and the other believers had just been filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, but the Jews were actually bewildered when the disciples were able to speak in many different languages. Some Jews even thought that they were drunk because it was during the day. Now, Peter, in Acts chapter 2, we read that he shared the gospel, and about 3,000 of those in the Jewish crowd actually became new believers and were baptized that day. Now, we read from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. I want to invite you to join in with me as I read this together. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now, there are many things that stand out from this passage. How the early church, how the early believers devoted themselves to the apostles, four things: to the teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. They were all together, and they had all things in common. They sold their possessions. They gave to those that had need. There was none of "this is mine, this is yours," but this was all ours. They ate together, and they had glad and generous hearts. They praised God, and they had favor among all the people. And God grew the church in numbers. He added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. Quite an example for us as a church today to follow. You know, from these verses, I really want to hone in on one word. One of the four things that the early church devoted themselves to in verse 42, and that is the word fellowship. In Greek, that word is koinonia or koinonos, which really means partner, sharer, and companion. Another primary meaning for this word is fellowship, sharing in common, or communion. In short, it's a shared community that involves deep, close-knit participation amongst its people. This Greek word koinonia or koinonos occurs actually 20 times in the scriptures, and the first occurrence in what we just read from Acts chapter 2. You know, the early church knew the value of being together, not for social reasons, but because there was a divinely intimate, holy unity among the believers and between the believers and their Lord. Now, we're only able to have this true koinonia with each other because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. It's based on our common koinonia with Jesus himself. 1 John chapter 6, 1 through 1, verses 6 through 7, chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, it says, "If we have any fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." We can only be together in true koinonia because of what Christ has done. He is the common denominator, and he is the one that unites us all in this true koinonia. You know, the passage in Acts chapter 2 goes on to elaborate about what koinonia looked like, this communal style living where they had everything in common, where they sold property to give to anyone in need, where they gathered regularly in the temple courts and ate together joyfully in their homes. Now, where the early church freely shared and gave to those in need, it's quite a tall order, but somehow they were able to do it. Somehow they were able to realize that the common bond between them was Jesus himself. And because of that, they put aside their differences. Because of that, they didn't label what was mine or what was yours. But they basically said, you know, this is ours, plural. This is ours together. And they freely shared with one another for whoever had need. They realized that because it was the Lord who was able to help them to be generous, they realized that their possessions were not theirs, but they were really given from the Lord, and hence they were for all of the other believers. Now, nothing that I've shared with you thus far should be new or really earth-shattering. I think in theory, we know that we're supposed to live in community. In theory, we know that we're supposed to love one another as a church. We know that we're supposed to share freely with each other. Again, that's all in theory. That may all be in our heads or what we read about from God's word. But really, in practicality, how are we living that out? In practicality, how are we being a true community of believers? How are we able to be a communal church? And especially, how are we able to do this in the current season that we are in? You know, I don't have to remind you that we have been living in this pandemic for the last 6 months. We've been sheltering in place since March of this year, and now it's entering into October. How are we still able to be a communal church? How is our koinonia, or sharing our life together as a community, looking like these days? For some of us, we may be doing very well. But for some others of us, we may actually be struggling. It may have been a very hard 6 months right now. And I don't want to sugarcoat any of it. I just want to be real with you. You know, earlier in the days, we heard about Pastor Ted running out of toilet paper, and then immediately someone came and drove to the church and said, "Hey, Pastor Ted, here's some toilet paper for you to use." You know, we've heard about stories of people who actually ran into some financial difficulties, not being able to pay rent, and our benevolent fund was able to kick in, you know, with helping with felt needs or rental assistance. I've heard about people who have generously been delivering groceries for some of our brothers and sisters, those that are in need. People, even for our family, surprising us by bringing us cookies, dropping off a jar of honey, bringing bread every time we have communion, bringing various baked goods. These are wonderful examples of us living out and sharing what we have with each other. But again, these are the great examples. What about the rest of us? I know some of us, there's a tendency actually for something to watch out for, and that's just to really live in isolation. It's easy to hide behind your monitor, your screen, your device. I don't even know who's watching. I don't even know how many of you are logging in. We see the count, but how many of you are actually staying on for the whole time that we're together? It's easy to start slowly drifting. It's easy to start disconnecting and just not being connected anymore with your fellow brothers and sisters. You know, brothers and sisters, isolation is exactly what the enemy wants. He wants to separate us from true koinonia. He wants to separate us from true community, from being a true communal church, from each other, and more importantly, from the Lord himself. He wants to basically say, you know, this pandemic, you know, you are by yourself, you're isolated, you know, you have Zoom fatigue, so why bother even joining in at 9:30 or 4 p.m. Why bother calling into E Squared? Why bother joining Zoom for prayer gathering? Why bother joining Zoom for your small group? Isolation, it's a very dangerous word. And if we are not vigilant, it's creeping in. And for some of us, perhaps, it's already crept in. You know, it takes even more intentionality, more now than ever before, in being real, in wanting to connect, in wanting to be transparent. You know, a lot of us face this. You know, we're fatigued. We're watching our screens all day. Our kids, our students, you guys have, you know, been online all day from class, and then now church is online, and your small groups, your fellowship, E Squared's online. But brothers and sisters, I want to remind you, it is critical for us as a church to stay connected. It is critical for us to be in community. No matter how zoomed out you are, I beseech you, do not neglect being with your fellow brothers and sisters, even if it's over Zoom. It allows a chance for us to connect. You know, I know that we have, as our county has been opening up more, some of us as smaller groups have been trying to actually gather in person. And I think that's wonderful. I think for those that feel comfortable, for those that are not in any of the high-risk categories, I've heard that some groups have been gathering at the park. Some groups have actually come to our church in San Jose at our back deck and socially distanced gatherings with masks on. Now is not the time to go it alone. We're not meant to be Lone Ranger Christians. We need to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. We need to support one another. We really need to be in community. You know, I wanted to share with you that last Saturday we had our small group over in our backyard. Don't worry, it was supervised by a medical professional who works in our county. So we all had face masks on and we were all socially distant. But we had a wonderful time. We hadn't seen these brothers and sisters for 6 months in person, and it was just a wonderful time. You know, we gave air high fives and everything, and it was just a blessed time together. We're not meant to be socially distant. We're not meant to be together, to be apart, separated. We're meant to be in community. We're meant to be communal. And we are meant to really be God's people together as a body of His. We need to support one another. We need to share with one another. We need to really be living life together. So I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. I know some of you are still able to do this very, very well. So kudos to you. Keep doing that. Keep meeting together online, in person if you can, socially distant, wearing masks, observing all of our county guidelines. But for those of you who have yet to connect, for those of you who have yet to feel comfortable with Zoom, I really want to encourage you to connect. Please do not be isolated. We would love to connect you with a small group. Our small group leaders would love to get to know you, would love to welcome you into their small group, would love to call you, to chat with you, to really pray for you. We are meant to live life together in true koinonia. We're meant to bear one another's burdens. We're meant to share one another's joys. We are meant to really share not only our joys and our sorrows, but even material things. If you have a need, please reach out to us. We would love to see how we can support you in any financial way. If you are struggling in a certain area, please do not be shy. You know, it's really a two-way street. It takes intentionality on your part, but it also takes a risk. We also need to be humble, to be able to recognize our need and to be able to say, hey, you know what? I am really struggling in this particular area. There needs to be a transparency to be able to say, I'm really needing help in this particular area, or I really feel isolated. I've been at home for the last few months, and I would really love to chat with someone. I would really love for someone to pray with me. I would really love for someone to be in community together that we've just read about in Acts chapter 2. This is meant for all of us. It's not just meant for a select few. If you are part of our church community, if you have joined online and you're watching right now, it's meant for you. Jesus has given us this gift of koinonia, this gift of being together as a body of Christ for all of us, not just for a select few, not just for those who have been Christians for a while, not just for those who are committed to the church. If you're watching, this is for you. So brothers and sisters, please do not miss out on what living a communal life as a church, as God intended us to be, is meant for us today. You know, even as we close today, I want to ask you, what is preventing you from loving in true community? Even during COVID, there are various ways that you can still be in community. But what are some of the obstacles that's preventing you from being in true koinonia with others? I'm not saying you have to be chummy and close and deep with everyone, but do you have a few, even just one or two, that you can share with, that can pray with you, that you can be real with? How are you still able to be in community with others? For those that perhaps the Lord has brought to your mind, how can you reach out to him or her? How can you text or send an email or pick up the phone and care for one another and say, hey, you know what? I'm just thinking about you today. I'm just praying for you, praying for God's joy and blessing. How can we support you as a community? I want you to think about that. And if you don't have anyone, please reach out to us. You can email me, douglas.thiu@newvine.cc or at sjcac.org. We would love to connect you with others that would really like to walk alongside with you in true community. Join with me in prayer as we close. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us not just to yourself, but to each other. for giving us a body of believers that we can walk through life with. And Lord, we know that especially during these last 6 months, we need you more than ever. We need each other more than ever. Father, we pray that you would help us to learn how to live as a true community, how to be a communal church, how to not only share what you have given to us, but Lord, also to care for one another, how to live in true koinonia, what koinonia means, how to really share not only our finances, but our joys, our burdens, our struggles. Lord, how to share our time, how to share our bread, how to share whatever you have put on our hearts with each other. God, we pray that you would help us not to shy away from each other. Help us not to live in isolation. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to us, Lord, for those who may feel isolated, that you would bring your people, your community, your true community to us. Help us to reach out to you and to each other, Lord. Help us to be able to be real and to be able to swallow our pride and be humble and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. I want the Lord's community in my life today. So Jesus, would you continue to speak to us? Would you show us? Because Lord, we really want a desire as a church to walk in true koinonia. As a church, teach us how to not just love those that we already love, but to love all of those that you have brought to us. Thank you, Jesus. We ask for your blessing now. In your name we pray. Amen.